next article is complete, called Armageddon. Complete articles are found in the oxymoron section. This is plainly written by someone that is quite angry, and there is a reference to figmentalism, also in oxymorons. There is no need to accept figmentalism to appreciate this article. It simply means that we are responsible for our dilemma and not some creating deity such as God. Armageddon. Is it a religious thing or just us? If any intelligent consideration on the topic of Armageddon is to be approached, one must first examine humanity itself to be able to see our future. Armageddon is clearly a human thing, and whether you have religious beliefs or not, our bad habits are clearly the cause. The future is plain. Armageddon is what the earth needs to cleanse itself. But what is the earth without us? The earth needs less of us, or for us to convert to a caring lot. The hippies told us so years ago, and like all others, we're ignored. Contributing factors: overpopulation and the failure of general contraception. Failure to feed the poorest. Rampant diseases such as AIDS in Zambia. Failure of the drug supply system. Melting polar ice caps. Generally higher summer temperatures. Ozone depletion. Greenhouse gas and the failure to stem production. Failure of Kyoto-style agreements to be implemented in a realistic way. Apparent increase in world weather anomalies, and disasters. Widening disparity between rich and poor. Corporate trust causing subsequent failure or dilution of ecological movements. Pampering the first world inhabitants with all manner of luxury. Each individual's... That should read, each individual country's self-interest causing failure in world cooperation. Religious dogma cause more failure of world cooperation. Silent terrorism of the established systems and the resulting counter-terrorism. The world's rich stealing the resources of the poor. Modern-day colonialism referred to as peacekeeping. Increasing technology and failure of recycling systems. Money and the desire of success at the expense of everything. Highly developed war machines and explosives. Delicate infrastructures and public panic making modern cities very prone to failure. High overextended individual and government debt load. In short, almost everything you think of these days. Where did we come from? Were we a result of mindless evolutionary matter that periodically and spontaneously creates life? Or are we the result of a conscious religious entity that we refer to as God? We seem to forget that all theories and theologies were created by us. Absolutely none of them have been proven. The possibility remains that we not only created these beliefs, but also the god or the gods of which they speak. Lucifer and the afterlife may well be simply products of our own invention. If that is the case, then there is still hope to be able to cope with Armageddon, because God isn't going to cause it. We are. We deserve Armageddon and the end of previous times or doom. We are getting very tired of the newscasts that tell us things like the drug companies won't supply Zambian and AIDS victims because they are unable to exact their typical pound of flesh. An alien view of our planet will reveal that we are unable to share. The whole human race, save a few, has not yet learned to share. Few humans reach what any alien view could call adulthood. The status quo is going sour. Armageddon is a welcome change. We fight over resources like kids in a toy box. The end is near. If you survive the end of time, you will lose your childish thoughts and learn a caring philosophy. These are not scare tactics to further some agenda, short of making things better for a change. Something like Armageddon is happening right now, and there is nothing that we can do to stop it. Apart from silly lip service nonsense like Kyoto and peace talks that go nowhere. Continuing the alien view would find this to be sexual beings and an inability to control populace apparent. Thus the inherent greed. But there is still hope. As long as the possibility remains that we created God and all the various religious passages for our so-called guidance, we can then create a reasonable, practical solution and avoid the worst of it. As my kid would say, yeah, like that's gonna happen. Like children, all we do here is play the money game. Many of us are completely without this artificial commodity and not allowed to play or eat. The homeless have already seen Armageddon, and the hungry are the living apocalypse. Eating our way to happiness while others starve is our primary sin against ourselves and our world. Disregarding all present theories and theologies, there is but one alternative that should be our guide. We are essentially figmentalist in nature. And what you think, you see, and it becomes real. We are the earth itself, and even the universe. We are collectively an entity that does not know of its origin, but realizes its existence. We are collectively out of control, and the apocalypse is nigh. We are the ones responsible for this catastrophe. None of us can be proud of our Earth's stewardship, and the warnings are manifold. This same Earth is reacting to these insults, and it is beginning to shed the cause, namely us. Unless we realize our oneness with it and enter adulthood and begin anew. In conclusion, there is little hope for us, given our record. The likelihood of corporate philosophy and practice being replaced by the human desire for peace and plenty for all is minuscule. With greed for convenience comes the need for the organized to pillage the world's supplies from the disorganized. This is the root cause of all war. Our pollution levels are changing the atmosphere as we speak, rising dramatically as poorer nations become able to emulate the richer ones by becoming just as wasteful. People are so greedy that they just want to be able to get their fast food from the nearest store and throw the wrappers on the ground. They do not wish to take any responsibility for either the source of the food or the mess it creates. Virtually all of our manufactured goods wind up as waste sooner or later. Our entire factory system is dedicated to turning out our material supplies into garbage, and this is largely due to fashion. Making things truly recyclable and taking responsibility for the maintenance of these basics is not a corporate interest, and legislators are a slave to what is referred to as the bottom line. The real bottom line is the world we live in and the responsibility to end conflict, tidy up our habits, and in general grow up and do a little plain thinking. Armageddon is well underway. Just visit the multitudes of AIDS victims in Africa, the starving in many places of the world, or the bombed out in Afghanistan or Iraq. We are all surely doomed and deservedly so. Namran Sore.